One of the problems we face in the purinergic field is that many cells have multiple receptors on them. Not only multiple purinoreceptors, P1, P2X subtypes, P2Y, but also sometimes muscarinic, catecholamine receptors, glutamate receptors. How do they interact? How does it work? We have to solve this. Interestingly, in microglia, we have a hint already, because there are about six different receptors that do different things. One receptor, P2Y12, mediates the migration of these microglia to sites of damage. Another one, P2Y6, another type changes the phenotype from the resting form, which is very elaborate, to the amoeboid form at the site. And that amoeboid form then starts expressing a P2Y6 receptor, which shows macrophage activity. And then P2X4 and P2X7 are involved in neuropathic pain. So we already have a hint that sometimes some receptors are mediating fast responses, other receptors are mediating slow trophic events like proliferation or differentiation, and others are dormant except in pathological situations, and then they're doing something. But we need to analyze this in much greater detail. And there are some cell types, like lung epithelial cells and kidney cells, where there are different receptors basolaterally from those that are found on the internal lumen, and they do different things. All this has to be resolved. It's still a young field.